did you want to talk for a second?
Christy Kane stands behind a table at Dillard University's housing fair. The room is packed with people.
We're here to talk about clear title today and why it's important if you own a home to have the paperwork in your name.
Kane is talking to Kim Ford, who's standing on the other side of the table. Kane asks Ms. Ford if she owns a home or is planning to at some point, and she does, but...
My husband purchased the property in his name alone because he had a better credit score. So we wanted to become homeowners, and that was the only way we could do it if he would leave me off. But guess what? He has a child from a previous relationship.
Even though Ford's name is not on the title, she paid for half the house, and she wants her daughter, the daughter she and her husband have together, to inherit the house.
My daughter, everything that I own, I wanted to go completely to her. Will that happen? What do you think about that? Are you an attorney?
I am an attorney. I run a nonprofit now, so I'm not practicing.
That nonprofit is Louisiana Appleseed, and this is exactly what they do. Help people understand how having a clear title to property makes it so much easier for a family to pass on wealth to future generations. Say a granddaughter lives in her grandmother's house.
But grandma never did have a will, and it's okay with everybody until, unfortunately, disaster hits, like Katrina, and then the granddaughter goes to get money from the government, and the government says, you're not the real owner of the home. You can prove you're the granddaughter, but the legal paperwork isn't in your name.
Kane says the system had gotten too complex and costly, so people stopped using it.
So what we did as Appleseed is we heard about that problem over and over and over for people who were trying to come back and rebuild from the storm after Katrina and Rita. And so we recruited lawyers to look at what were the barriers within the legal system, what were the problems.
These lawyers looked at the law of small successions and developed a plan to make it easier and cheaper for people to clear title on properties. Then Louisiana Appleseed went to the legislature and convinced them to change the law. Now Appleseed works to get people like Kim Ford to take advantage of the law, to establish clear title and make it legally plain who they want to inherit their property.
I guess the first question I have is, do you have a will or does your husband have a will that kind of spells out what you all want to happen to that property?
No, we need to do a will. Yeah, so if we did a will, then that would spell it out.
Yes, if you did a will, that would spell it out.
Without a will, Kane tells Ford, it will be much more complicated for her daughter to inherit her house. Buying a home is expensive. For many families, it takes a lot of sacrifice. People generally want that hard work to benefit future generations, to help build wealth in their families. Louisiana Appleseed looks closely at what's getting in the way, and then they work to change it. Kane says people have so much to deal with every single day, but this one thing, clear title and property, getting it straight makes a big difference. Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.